about $120 billion worth of savings projected over the next 5 years, forming payments to docs that reward the quality of care, improving patient safety, as the Congresswoman said, cracking down on fraud and abuse, getting the best value for Medicare beneficiaries on some of the critical programs, and making sure that the guaranteed benefits are solvent and secure.
Meanwhile, House Democrats are launching a full court press in the face of a budget plan that would remake one of the most popular federal entitlement programs. Today, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said GOP lawmakers are trying to run away from the vote as they try to turn Medicare into a voucher system while defunding the Affordable Care Act. In a conference call today, a House Democrat from Tampa said the Republican proposal would slam seniors with out-of-pocket costs. U.S. Representative Kathy Castor said she has a moral beef with the plan.
Their recent plan doesn't propose any of those improvements to strengthen Medicare. Instead, they say, we think the answer is to end Medicare as we know it through privatization. I think that's wrong.
Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan's budget proposal would defund the Affordable Care Act. In 2022, Ryan's plan would completely replace the current Medicare model, which covers most health care costs of Americans over 65. By way of a voucher system that would pay insurance companies directly, it would cap what the federal government annually pays to individual seniors to cover their health care costs at $8,000. Castor said Representative Ryan's plan stands in stark contrast to the Affordable Care Act, which critics often call Obamacare. She said there's been a lot of misinformation about the Affordable Care Act, but as the overhaul eases into place, people are starting to see it's not the socialized medicine they've been led to believe it is by opponents like Senator Marco Rubio.
Over the past year, all they heard was Medicare was getting cut, Medicare was getting cut, when in actuality, under the Affordable Care Act, Medicare is improved, and a lot of the reforms and cost savings were plowed right back into better benefits and health care for seniors.
Castor said among provisions that save money are preventative care programs like yearly cancer screenings.
Seniors on Medicare will receive annual screening and checkups. These new annual screenings and checkups are covered by Medicare without a copay. This ensures that our older neighbors receive the preventative care and the checkups they need.
She said the Affordable Care Act also saves money by channeling elsewhere funding that's currently slated for Medicare Advantage, which is a private version of Medicare.
Medicare had been overpaying the private health insurance companies, the private plans, by 14% to provide really what are the same or occasionally a few more benefits than traditional Medicare. But in doing so, they asked beneficiaries on traditional Medicare to subsidize a lot of those extra benefits for those in Medicare Advantage. And that's not fair, and it wasn't smart. And we've taken those savings and extended the life of the Medicare Trust Fund and plowed a lot of it into improved benefits.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said the GOP proposal is indeed less expensive than the Democratic one already in place, but only for the federal government, not for patients. She cited numbers from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office suggesting that an $8,000 voucher would likely cover only about a third of the average beneficiary's health insurance costs.
The bill that the federal government pays would go down with the Republican congressional proposal, but that's just because the bill paid by individual seniors would go way up. And in fact, it's estimated that after the first 10 years, seniors would be paying out-of-pocket about 70% of their own health care, which is really a staggeringly high number that we haven't seen since Medicare has been in place over the last 45 years.